Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The trial of Alec Baldwin from the set of the movie Rust is underway right now. Alec faces up to 18 months in a prison if found guilty. It's a very interesting case where many people have already been convicted on this set of involuntary manslaughter. Alec facing the exact same charge, but a different reason, a different way of which the shooting took place. He had the gun in his hand. He allegedly pulled the trigger, but was it his fault that what happened happened? Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Unit. Trial's just starting. Let's just kind of start in that area. What's been your thoughts as the opening arguments have begun?
Oh, I have so many on this case, believe it or not. You wouldn't think I would, but there's a few things that I kind of think of and highlight with this case right up front. First of all, we have a very, very public figure. And part of the challenge is when you deal with a public figure is you're going to have to overcome a tremendous amount of confirmation bias. Mm-hmm. So you have the Alec Baldwin as the actor. And so if you've liked one of his characters he's portrayed, you're going to have a positive confirmation bias about him, which has nothing to do with him as a person.
Sure.
If you disliked one of the characters he's played or multiples, you will have a negative confirmation bias and have a hard time overcoming that. Politically, he's very outspoken. If you happen to like his politics, so same thing. We have a lot of confirmation biases to overcome. But now let's look at the facts and remove ourselves from this. He's done a few things. Now, granted, I'm always just speaking from my point of view, my context, and I speak behavior. I admittedly have a pet peeve. My pet peeve on human behavior is when someone doesn't own their behavior. And you start rationalizing, making excuses, because when we start rationalizing the obvious that is obvious to others, it really undermines our credibility. It undermines people's trust in the things we're saying. And so with all these caveats, here's my hard time with this one is. I spent my entire life from the age of 18 in military and then in law enforcement. One of my adjunct jobs in the FBI was I was a firearms instructor. And me as an individual fired 10,000 rounds myself at Quantico going through new agent training times 30 people in my class times all the other classes going through. That's a lot of rounds. As a firearms instructor in the Marine Corps, never once were we ever briefed on safety with, you got to be careful, this gun's going to go off without it pulling the trigger. So with all the data out there, guns do not fire unless someone pulls a trigger. He's claiming he didn't pull the trigger. It's completely incongruent with data. So now, if you are unaware of what might have caused the gun to go off because you honestly don't have recollection, then those are the things you say. You need to validate the data of what is and say, listen, this is highly unlikely, highly improbable. I've never heard of a case this before, but I honestly don't recall pulling this trigger. I don't know what could have caused it. That's another way to kind of frame it. But he didn't do that. He said he didn't do it. The other thing that I have a massive problem with on the data point, so I went to his Wikipedia page, Because I was very curious. He's been an actor a very long time. Mm-hmm. As an actor, whether you're into guns or not, he has been around firearms on sets a very long time. In 1990, I'm guessing because there might have been other ones in here. In 1990, he was Jack Ryan in The Hunt for Red October. There was firearms on that set.
Yep.
So from 1990, he's been in that. He has been in probably other ones too, but I mean, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. He was in, probably not Beetlejuice, Royal Tenenbaums, Mission Impossible, Jack Dunham.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you add it up, he's been in more than 100 roles, or at least 100 times where he's handled a firearm on a set.
That's my issue is like, if you have over 34 years at least of dealing with firearms on a set, and you have all these data points of guns don't go off unless triggers are pulled, I have a really hard time with that.
The thing with that, because he's claiming obviously he didn't pull the trigger. They're saying you did. They took the weapon in for testing to take a look, you know, could there have been something wrong with this? And they did it before the trial. They did their testing on it. They said, yeah, we think you had to have. And then they destroyed the weapon. The FBI literally destroyed the weapon. They took a hammer to it, hit it to see if something would have happened with it, which didn't make any sense at all because the gun wasn't dropped. It wasn't like tossed somewhere. The test didn't even make sense for the context to which it was being tested. So you don't have the weapon to even look at anymore, or have anyone else even, or have his defense look at it, have their experts look at it, because it's gone. That to me seems like a fatal mistake on the part of the prosecution and the FBI when looking at this weapon, to destroy the piece of key evidence in this whole case.
Totally with you. What a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
Because it didn't really serve the purpose, because you have so many data points of those things just not happening.
Yeah.
That I don't think you needed to put it through that kind of extreme circumstances to prove the point.
Yeah.
By destroying the weapon.
It's like, well, let's melt it down. Why not?
It was a dumb move. It was just dumb.
It did.
I think luckily though, for serving of justice on this one, because there's such a track record of really well documented, this doesn't happen. I think the really bad actions of the FBI's folks in destroying the weapon hopefully won't have an impact on justice in the case.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now